This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1495, How to Be Less Busy in a Busy, Busy World by Leo Babauta of MNMList.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs or articles every single day of the year to help you live a more meaningful life, covering personal growth, self-help, minimalism, productivity, happiness, and more. Before we get to it, if you have a business or you know someone who does, you probably know that small business owners wear a lot of hats. And some of those hats are totally great, but some, like filing taxes and running payroll, for example, not so great, especially when you have the flu like me. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto makes payroll, taxes, and HR actually easy for small businesses. Fast, simple payroll processing, benefits, and simple management tools all in one place. Gusto automatically pays and files your federal, state, and local taxes so that you don't have to worry about it. Plus, they make it easy to add on health benefits, even 401ks for your team. Those old school clunky payroll providers just weren't built for the way modern small businesses work, but Gusto is. It's a new year, now's the time to get set up, so don't wait. Listeners get 3 months free when they run their first payroll. Try a demo and see for yourself at gusto.com/old. That's gusto.com/old. For now, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. How to Be Less Busy in a Busy, Busy World by Leo Babauta of MNMList.com. Most of us are pretty busy, just about every day. Some like it that way. Being busy is almost a status symbol, as it shows you're important and productive and a go-getter and achiever. If you're in a power meeting and sending emails on your BlackBerry and making calls, you must be important, right? I say we should reject that little game of who's busier than whom. We should opt out. We should say, I'd rather find peace of mind and be able to relax and really enjoy life than allow it to pass me by just so I can be productive and show everyone how important I am. Okay, maybe say something shorter instead, like, no thanks. Why busy is a fool's trap. Thing with busy is, it never ends. You'll never get out of it unless you make a very conscious effort, because there is no end to the to-do list, the emails, the IMs and phone calls, the meetings and meetings, and yes, more meetings. We're hamsters on a treadmill running for no real purpose except to make a boss happy, to make money for someone else, or perhaps to make money for ourselves. But to what end? The treadmill will never end. There is never an end because there is no destination. But guess what? The journey is the destination. We are already there. What we do today is what our life is, what it's all about. Is being this busy really the meaning of life? Or is there something more? Is there a better life? I believe we should eschew busyness for things with more value, eschew the urgent for the important. And even then, if we're doing important things, we should not fill every minute with important things. We need to learn to relax and be happy and enjoy life. Otherwise, it's not worth living. We need to rediscover what it's like to do nothing, to sit still, to enjoy silence. We need to put more space in between things instead of cramming them together all the time. Let's stop being busy and start being happy. How to be less busy? It starts with a decision. I want to be less busy. I don't want to do this anymore. What follows really depends on how much control you have over your day. If you have at least some control, make two lists, your ideal day and all the things that fill up your day, all your commitments. Start by eliminating commitments that are not essential, that don't make up your ideal day. Call or email people and tell them you can no longer commit to the commitment, that you don't have the time. People will be disappointed, but will live. Then start following your ideal schedule. Be sure there's spaces between things so you're not rushed. Leave large blocks of time wide open so you can focus on creating or doing what makes you happy. Leave at least one big block for doing non-work stuff, whether that's spending time with family or exercising or doing a hobby or just relaxing. Look at your to-do list and see what you can eliminate or delegate or postpone until later. Each day, just choose one or three things to focus on. Have a block of time designated for doing emails and phone calls and smaller tasks so they don't interrupt you throughout the day. Disconnect from the internet for large chunks of time. When you go places, turn your mobile device off or leave it behind so you can be disconnected from the online world and interruptions and connected to the real world and real people. Clear away distractions and interruptions so you're not always switching your attention between things. Avoid meetings, seriously. They fill up our days without being productive. Single task instead of multitask. Focus on important things rather than a bunch of little things. If you get caught up opening new tabs to read, bookmark them later with Delicious or Instapaper or some other service. And enjoy the peacefulness. Relax, take naps, breathe. If you have little control, see how much you can already implement from earlier. You might get further than you think. Mapping out an ideal day, eliminating commitments, simplifying your to-do list, single tasking, clearing away distractions and interruptions. Most people can do most of these things, or if not most things, then at least a few. Also, talk to your boss. Tell your boss that you like to be more productive and that the interruptions and meetings are getting in the way of accomplishing more important things. Tell your boss what you like to accomplish and what you like to change about your schedule. Work out a compromise. Also, think about changing jobs if you have no control. This is a longer-term change, obviously, but it's possible and maybe even desirable, something to consider at least. In the end, whatever changes you make, you can be less busy simply by changing your mindset to one where you live in the present rather than always thinking about other things. Slow down, breathe, enjoy every moment. Learn to focus on what's in front of you and find peace in whatever you do. Then raise your fist against the world in victory and laugh quietly, having beaten this busy, busy world. You just listened to the post titled, How to Be Less Busy in a Busy, Busy World by Leo Babauta of MNMList.com. You probably know Leo best from ZenHabits.net, but this is his other site that focuses more on minimalism. I guess it's pronounced minimalist.com, but I want to make sure you get the spelling right if you go check it out. That's MNMList.com. And don't forget, Gusto offers modern, easy payroll and benefits to small businesses across the country. They were even named Best Online Payroll by PC Mag. Get 3 months free when you run your first payroll at gusto.com/old. Don't wait, get set up for this new year. That's gusto.com/old. And that'll do it for today. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.